to be here, and it's nice to see the sunshine, and just hope that our worship today will be... I'm sorry? Yeah, it did.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Oh, I must have bumped it. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm still glad you're here. Even more glad. But I hope that our worship today will be comforting and encouraging and challenging and all of those things that we come to worship for. And most of all, I hope that you will encounter God in our worship service today. Today, following the service, there will be a deacon meeting in the parlor. Lent begins this week, and we will be having our Lenten evenings Bible study. And it says Wednesdays at 5:30, but we're considering a change. So we'll probably do it on either a Friday or a Sunday. So watch the space for more information. I just felt like when we do it on Wednesdays at 5:30, it kind of crowds the choir. And to do it on another night may give some other folks a chance to come who wouldn't come on a Wednesday night. So if you have a preference, let me know. Otherwise, next week we'll definitely have the day and time. And as I'm talking about March 1st, March 1st is Ash Wednesday. And we will be having our Ash Wednesday service here at 6:30 p.m. So please come and enjoy the, we'll be receiving the ashes, and we'll have another experiential kind of activity that we will do as a part of worship. We need liturgists for 2017. We have through April planned. But the rest of the year is fairly open, so if you like to be liturgist, you may sign up by the steps. Monday, March 20th and Tuesday, March 21st is our Cornerstone Project time for this month, for March. As usual, we need volunteers. It's not a long-term commitment. It's to cook on Monday or to help serve on Tuesday. If you're interested, you can contact Cheryl or Bill or me for more information. Otherwise, just show up. There is information in here about it. And it's a good time. It's a lot of fun. If you haven't done it, we always enjoy both the cooking part and the serving part. And I highly encourage folks to come. And the more people that we have to go serve, then we have an opportunity to actually visit with the people who come and learn about them. If everybody isn't involved in the serving, then some of us can actually sit and talk with those that we are serving, which is always a good thing. And there's a mission team meeting Thursday, March 23rd at 7:30 in the parlor. And that's a little ways away, but mark your calendars. Oh, and one more reminder. This month we have changed our session meeting. This is for session members. Just a reminder that we will not meet on the 7th of March. We will meet on the 14th of March. Due to several of our session members being out of town or unable to come on the 7th. And so that on the 7th, instead, there will be a dinner, foodies dinner at Green Derby, right, Joe? And then session won't meet until the 14th. And we'll be having guests at that meeting. We'll be having our new general presbyter, Nancy Cahane, and our Committee on Ministry contact, who is Terry Webster from First Presbyterian in Fort Thomas. So anyone is welcome to come and meet these people from the presbytery if you want to. And session meetings are always open meetings anyway, but just a reminder that it is the 14th instead of the 7th. Are there any other announcements that we need to hear this morning? One more thing. We will be commissioning Bill and Dawn and Dan this morning as they prepare to go to Nicaragua. As I light the candle of Christ, I offer to you all the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship God together.
Good morning. Will you join me in the call to worship? Will you stand if you're able? This is taken from Psalm 19. The Lord is our King. Let us be in awe of God's glory.
The Lord is great. Let us praise God's holy name.
For God loves justice and has established fairness in the kingdom of God.
In Christ, God brings righteousness and grace to all people.
Let us worship God with our heart, mind, and spirit. Will you join me in the prayer of the day, followed by the Lord's Prayer? Let us pray. We are in awe of your glory, O God, that was witnessed by Moses and our ancestors on the mountain. We are in awe of Jesus Christ, who took on your glory also on the mountain. May we recognize your glory wherever it presents itself to us, and may we share the wonder of you to our neighbors and friends. We pray this to you in the name of Christ Jesus, who taught us also to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The hymn of praise is When Morning Gilds the Skies. I found a number 487 in the large blue hymnal.
Thank you.
Friends, we are but imperfect human beings, created by God as good, but fallen short of God's intention for our existence. Let us admit our errors and seek God's grace. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, you come to us in the thin places and touch our lives with mountaintop experiences where we may meet Jesus Christ for ourselves. But we want to stay on the mountain instead of returning to everyday life, life in which we face the needs of our families, friends, and neighbors, needs that may bring us sorrow, worry, and pain. Forgive us for wanting to keep in the wonder of your glory, and help us learn to draw strength from our time with you, that we may use that strength to care for those in need. And now, in the quietness of this place, we offer to God our own personal prayers of confession. Thanks be to God, we live under grace and are forgiven for our imperfections and our errant ways and times that we make mistakes in the bulletin. In gratitude to God for grace, we learn to live as holy people, bringing light and grace to others. Let us rejoice, for this is good news. Amen. Bring the peace of Christ to one another, we recognize each other's place in the family of God. May the peace of Christ be with you all. Let us pass the peace to one another.
I'm gonna let you get down the stairs.
Thank you, Jeff.
Hey, I can't walk and chew gum at the same time.
Back among the living?
How you feeling?
Pretty good.
It's just a little in the throat, but that's it. I'm getting rid of it.
They're going to commission before we sing.
Oh, so
yeah, just sit close.
Okay.
Because then we sing right after they do the commission.
Okay, we're going to sit.
Are we going to come up yet?
They're going to do the commission. You can leave that there. Leave it there. It's not in the way. Just letting you know that's what's coming first.
Well, they're going to call
me. They're going to commission us.
Oh, no.
Stay close.
I got the message, but it didn't
stay close. Don't let your phone.
As you know, they are preparing to head to Nicaragua for a mission trip, for a water project trip with SAPOD and with members of Lakeside and members of Madisonville Presbyterian Church.
But it is a Presbyterian.
They're almost.
Daddy's working on the Presbyterians. He just hasn't gotten there yet.
They're almost Presbyterian.
Sorry about that. Madisonville Disciples of Christ. Anyway, it's a fairly large group going, but we always want to give our folks a blessing and a send-off before they go and let them know that our prayers and thoughts are with them while they are there to support them as they help bring clean water and good water situations to these communities in Nicaragua. We are called by God to be the Church of Jesus Christ, to be a sign in the world today that of what God intends for all humankind. The great ends of the church are the proclamation of the gospel for salvation of humankind, the shelter, nurture, and spiritual fellowship of the children of God, the maintenance of divine worship, the preservation of the truth, the promotion of social righteousness, and the exhibition of the kingdom of heaven to the world. The call of Christ is to be willing, dedicated disciples. Our discipleship is a manifestation of the new life that we enter through baptism. Discipleship is both a gift and a commitment, an offering and a responsibility. So, Bill and Dawn and Dan, the grace bestowed on you in baptism is sufficient for your calling because it is God's grace. By God's grace, we are saved and enabled to grow in the faith and to commit our lives in the ways that serve Christ. God has called you to this particular service. Show your purpose by answering these questions. Who is your Lord and Savior?
Jesus Christ.
Will you be Christ's faithful disciple, obeying his word and showing his love? Will you? Do you welcome the responsibility of this service because you were determined to follow Jesus Christ, to love neighbors and to work for the reconciling of the world? Do you?
I do.
Will you serve the people with energy, intelligence, imagination, and love, relying on God's mercy and rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit? Will you?
I will.
Do you, members of Community of Faith Presbyterian Church, confirm the call of God to our brothers and sisters, Dan and Dawn and Bill, as Nicaraguan partners in the Water Project, in the service of Jesus Christ? If so, please say, we do. Will you support and encourage and pray for them in this ministry? If so, say, we do. We will. Let us pray. Faithful God, in baptism you claimed us, and by your Holy Spirit you are working in our lives, empowering us to live a life worthy of our calling. We thank you for leading Bill and Dan and Dawn to this time and place. Establish them in your truth and guide them by your Holy Spirit, that in your service they may grow in faith, hope, and love, and be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Bill and Dan and Dawn, you are commissioned to service with the Nicaragua Water Project. Whatever you do in word and deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God through him. And may the God of peace make you holy in every way and keep your whole being, spirit, soul, and body, free from every fault at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Have a great trip. and bring back lots of pictures.
Thank you.